I want to speak about one of the interesting things of Yom Tov Pesach. As we go through the Yom Tov, the first 2 days we're busy saying Halal Shalim. We're saying Halal with Ahavti and Leilonu and Ahavti. Then when it comes to Chol HaMoed, to today, then we suddenly only saying Chatzi Halal. We don't say Leilonu and Ahavti. What's the pshat? Some of us have even been saying up to 6 times already halal shalom the first 2 days. Not killer, we know we run out of stock now of halals. What's the pshat in why in Chol HaMoed we don't say halal shalom? So the Beis Yosef brings b'shem the Shibayda Leket, one of the Rishonim, that the reason why we don't say halal on Chol HaMoed and the rest of Pesach, he says, because on Shvi'i Shel Pesach we can't say halal. Why? Because on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the Mitzrayim were finished off, they drowned. And said in the Mishle, the Pasuk Mishle says, "Benfoile vecho al tismach." We shouldn't be happy with the downfall of our enemies. So in Mele, if the Mitzrayim were killed and finished off on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, so we're not allowed to say halal. That's what the Shvi'i Leket brings. Now the preacher asks on this reason. He says that's only a reason for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. For Shvi'i Shel Pesach, whether the Mitzrayim taka drowned, then that's a time where you can't say halal. However, why didn't say today? Today is no one drowned yet today. So why are we not saying halal? So he says because we don't want to make Chol HaMoed more of a Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed is a Yom Tov to a certain amount, but Chol HaMoed, we don't want to make Chol HaMoed more of a Yom Tov than a real Yom Tov. Mele, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we don't say halal. Mele, the whole Chol HaMoed, we also don't say halal. Now, just to better understand this reason, when you hear this reason that you can't say halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because the Mitzrayim drowned, it's quite interesting that we know that there's one Shura, we know in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Shura Sayam. When was that? That was when they drowned. So we're not saying halal Shvi'i Shel Pesach because ben feil vech al tismach. But then when it comes to the Yidden themselves, they did sing Shira. This Shira of the Torah was said when the Mitzrayim drowned. So I heard the Teretz that ben feil there's two reasons why a person can be singing. Amol a person sings machmas simcha, he's mishabech v'ybein shleilim for the nisim that he does. And among there's another nekuda of singing is that when a person, a nes happens to a person, he's saved, he's got a chiv hedor to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for taking care of him. So, ben feil vech al tismach is only a reason not to sing halal when you're saying halal b'toyah simcha, tam b'toyah simcha. So then we say the downfall of your enemies, you have to cut back and not be too much b'simcha. However, if the person himself experienced an es, like the Shporuch who saved him, so for the person himself, so then there's a chiv hodor, a thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And a thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam we always have to have. The Mele, the Yidden themselves went through the Yam Suf, they themselves were allowed to say Shira. His answers, Kasha the Mashal asks on this medrash of ben feil vech al tismach, Mashal asks that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Testament Bay says that David HaMelech said, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yitamu chatorim min haaretz, Rishon oid einom, Baruch inafshu es Hashem haluka. That the chatorim, the Rishoyim will be finished min haaretz, and the Rishon oid einom, then Baruch inafshu es Hashem. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech only said Baruch Inashis Hashem Haluka only after he saw the Mapalton Shal Rishoyim, the downfall of the Rishoyim. So Mashah asked on this Medrash, how can the Poskim bring down the Medrash of Mefoyle Vechal Tismach? It seems from the Gemara in Brachos that the David HaMelech only said Baruch Nafs Hashem when the Rishonim who were causing him problems, they fell. So the Fidus Teretz is also answered, because Mefoyle Vechal Tismach is only a reason that we can't, we after the Meister who are happy are the Nes, we can't Shabbat Rebbeinu Shlim Teich Simcha. However, the person himself who experienced the Nes, he's got Chiv Heidah, David HaMelech, who he himself got saved by the Rishoyim and falling, then he was allowed to say, he would have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlim after they got killed. Now, this is reason number one why we don't say Halal, is because of the Mitzrayim drowned, and there's Befoyin Levecha Al Tismach. There's another reason, which is brought in the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin lists out the 18 days that we say Halal Shalim. The Gemara says, Shemayna Asi Yomim Shah Yochid Goyim Behenes Ahadal. Shemayna Mea Chag, Shemayna Mea Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres. 8 days of Sukkos, 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. So the Gemara discusses why is it, what's the difference between Sukkos and Pesach? Why is it that Sukkos we say Halal all 8 days, and Pesach only say Halal Shalim only the first day? The Gemara says, "Ma'ishna v'chag dorminin kol yema, ma'ishna the Pesach de lo yorminon kol yema." And for the Gemara, the Chag chalukin bekorban yisayim, the Pesach ein chalukin korban yisayim. Sukkos has got different korbanos every day. The korbanos change during, as we see during Musaf. Korbanos change every day. Ma'ishna king in Pesach, the korbanos stay the same. What does that mean? That means the Gemara is saying that in order to say a new halal, in order for the Yom Tov to require a person to say a new halal, there has to be a schachos in the Yom Tov. A skilus in a certain way, it's like a new Yom Tov. So by Sukkos, where every day has got new korbanos, so every day is like a new Yom Tov. So Mela, we say halal every day. Mashenkim Pesach, where it's the same, we same korbanos all the way through, so the Yom Tov for Pesach is only mechayev once a halal. That's another reason the Gemara says. So the priest Masha over there in Brochus asks, and Yeshua's Yaakov, one of the Achronim, the Eli Achronim, he asks that why the priest can bring down the reason why we don't say Halal on the rest of Pesach, Befoyin Avech Al Tismach, which this reason is actually brought in a Medrash. Why are they not saying what state in Bavli? And the Gemara says that the Gemara is a different reason. The Gemara says the reason why we don't say Halal on the rest of Pesach is because it's not a new Yom Tov, it's not Chalukim Mikav Nisayim. So what's the Poskim are bringing the reason of the Medrash? Because Kipshuta, it seems to be Machlik, it's the Medrash and the Gemara, what's the reason? So why the Poskim bring the reason of the Medrash? So the Yeshua's Yaakov wants to answer with the following. He says that there are really two reasons why a person, we should be saying Halal we should be saying Halal. Reason number one is because of the Yom Tov. When it's a Mayid, Mayid is a Mechayev of Halal. The second reason for saying Halal, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Erechin over there, so the Gemara goes through why we say Halal on these 18 days. So the Gemara says that Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos are Mayid, but why do we say Halal on Chanukah? Chanukah is not a Mayid. So the Gemara says that Chanukah we say Halal because of the Nes of Chanukah. That's why we say Halal on Chanukah. The Gemara goes on to ask, why is no Halal on Purim because of the Nes? And famously the Gemara says, Chiyosu Hilula, one of the Tzurtzim. So it's important in the Gemara, there's two reasons why we should be saying Halal. Reason number one is because it's a Yom Tov. And reason number two, even in case it's not a Yom Tov, if there was a Nes, then the Nes is a Mechayev of Halal. So this is, now just to bring out these two reasons, the Torah's Rafal, one of the Achronim before the war, he wants to say that whenever there's halal mishum nes, then because there's a rule in the Gemara in Sochim that there's a woman on mechuyev in dalad koisus, why? Because af hein hoyu ba'is anes. Whenever there's a mitzvah because of a nes, so woman also mechuyev, even though it's a mitzvah shazman grama, because you only say it certain times. I feel lucky because af hein hoyu ba'is anes, mele even the woman on mechuyev. So he wants to say a chiddush, that whenever the halal is al nes, i.e. he says on Chanukah and on the Leil Pesach, the first day of Pesach is al nes, if it says in time, he wants to say the woman should also be mechuyev in halal. Mashenkin on the other days where it says halas the yom tov, then it's just a normal mitzvah shazman groma, then the women are not mechuyev. As the Torah Shifal wants to make him an afkimin la'alocha from these two reasons for saying halal. So, going back to the Shu'ez Yaakov wants to say that once we know that there's two reasons to say halal, there's a reason to say halal called the Moed, there's a Yom Tov, and whenever there's a nest, that's also a reason to say halal. So he wants to say that's Pshat, where we need two reasons not to say halal today and for the rest of the Pesach. Because the Gemara in Erechin is discussing the halal, why we don't say halal as Yom Tov. As Yom Tov, so then you could say that the Gemara is Mechalek, that Sukkah is like a new Yom Tov every day because we have different Korbanos every day. Masha'in came Pesach, but doesn't have new Korbanos every day, then it's not like a new Yom Tov. So Midin Yom Tov, if you say Halal because it's a Yom Tov, so then on Pesach, that's the reason for Pesach where we don't say Halal. However, on Pesach, besides being Yom Tov, there's major Nisim happening with Pesach. Pesach is Eich Yitzias and Tzrayim, and Kriyas Yom Tov, we have these two Nisim. And therefore, the Medrash is coming to answer why there's no halal als nes. Als nes, not the Medrash says we don't say halal als nes because bin foy levecha al tismach. You can't say halal als nes because you shouldn't be overexcited over the downfall of your enemies. That's what Shu'ez Yaakov wants to answer. Now, one could just ask on this reason is that on the Shu'ez Yaakov is that what's been foy levecha al tismach? That you shouldn't be happy when you're the downfall of the enemies. So, l'chayra, why isn't that a reason? Why do you have to give another reason that you don't say halal al yom tov because not halukim mikorban yisayim? L'chayra, once you're not allowed to be happy, so even if you would have to say halal al yom tov, then you're not allowed to say halal because you're not allowed to be happy because m'fay levecha al tismach. So l'chayra, you have to say that is not halacha that you're not allowed to be happy on this day because this is a day of the downfall of your enemies. Al Tismach just says that you can't, if you're saying halal out of excitement of the simcha of the nes, an expression of the simcha of the nes, of the downfall of your enemies, then you can't say halal. But if you're saying halal for a totally different reason because of the Yom Tov, and agav on this day is also the downfall of your enemies, then there's no problems. You would be able to say halal Yom Tov, if not for the fact that Gemara says a new reason that you don't say halal Yom Tov because it's not halukim karmi yisayim. So it comes out halacha lemaisa there's two reasons why we don't say halal on the rest of Pesach. So nafkimina would be that if it would be a woman who asked you why we don't say halal on the rest of Pesach, so for a woman you'd say for you only negar one reason. The reason why I don't say, because a woman won't be saying it al tenes, and al tenes you don't say it called feilavech al tismach. But the reason why we don't say it al yom tov is because it's not halukim korban yisayim. I want to finish off with a vort that I heard from Rudley Whitler about why we on Pesach by the Yidden said shira by Kriyas Yom Tov. Now, many asked that. What took them so long? What happened only by Kriyas Yom Tov that they only said Shira and beforehand they didn't say Shira? So the Medrash in Parashat B'Shalach, the Medrash says that when the Yidden came to the Yom Tov and they were trapped in there by the Yom Tov in front of them and the Yidden behind them and Mitzrayim behind them, then they cried out to Hashem. So the Medrash says that the Medrash brings a mashal of a king who was walking in the forest, and there was a Bas Melech who was being attacked by robbers, and she cried out to the king to save her. So the king saved her, and he brought her into his house. And the Medrash said that the Yomim, the king, wanted to marry her, but she didn't seem to think that she had any shaykhs with the king, and the king didn't want to marry her yet because she wasn't communicating with him enough. So what did the king do? So the king, next time she was going in the forest, the king sent his men to gang up against her, and he made sure to be around. And then she suddenly cried out, "King, oh king, please, please save me." And then the king said, "Oh, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting to hear your voice again." So the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael came in Mitzrayim, they were suffering a lot, and they cried to Hashem, they cried to Hashem, and Hashem heard the tefillahs, and he saved them. They came out of Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't hearing from them enough after they came out. If they were in Mitzrayim, they were crying out to Hashem. When they came out, He wasn't hearing from them as much. So the Medrash, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paro that out you go out after them in order to get them to cry out again. And that's how he got them to cry out again, that they cried out to Hashem by when they came to the Yamsuf. Ad Khan, the Divrei Medrash. So he brought out Peter Gaon that it comes out that the reason why the Yidden got the sorrow of the Yamsuf was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear their voice. Not just mitoich tzorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear the voice, Pasha, even after the tzorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear them. And that's why he had to, because they weren't thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, in order to encourage them to speak to him again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mitzrayim again. So Meila, Oz Yosha Moshe, after Kriyas Yamsuf, they chat this Nekudah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them not just to daven to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep on speaking to him, even after the tzorah, thanks. Mela Oz Yosha Moshe, then they chat, and now they have to say Shira. The Radak says, and on Halal we say, in Havti it says, Tzorah v'yogin em tzorah v'shem Hashem ekra. Dovid HaMelech says, I found myself in a tzorah, and I called out to Hashem. And then, and in Ma'ashiv we say, Kos Yeshua is esa v'shem Hashem ekra. And when Yeshua happens, also v'shem Hashem ekra. We say twice v'shem Hashem ekra, first time out tzorah, when Dovid HaMelech was in tzorah, and the second time we say v'shem Hashem ekra, when Dovid HaMelech had Yeshua. So the Radak says that David the Melech was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same B'Shem Hashem Ekra that I did out of desperation, or I needed desperately your help, the same B'Shem Hashem Ekra I'm going to do even when you save me. Just finish off the story that I once heard that there was once a medical askan who was visiting the coastal with a big Osha. And they were by the coastal, and there was they saw a yid there who was mamash crying his head out, as they say. And so they told each other that mamash had rachmonos on him. So they told each other, let's go over to him and ask him what's wrong. If the problem is in medically, then I'll sort him out. If the problem is in monetary, then you'll sort him out. And Be'ez Hashem will be able to help him. So they went over to the yid and they asked him. And is everything all right? So the Yid said, "Moridik, everything is baruch shem gevaldik." So I'm not crying out of sorrow. He said, "I just was able to finish off marrying all my 14 children. I'm crying out of thanks to the Rebbeinu Shleilam." That's why he was crying. And so we see the nekudah of crying out the Kadosh Baruch Hu of thanks, and the Mishum Zeicher to only cry such tears and. Good night.